1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And today... Oh, wait, my zipper's undone.
What?
What the heck?
Are you being serious?
Oh, April Fool's!
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I made you not. Look, Brooke.
I did totally look.
I'm really looking at your junk right now.
I'm going to go left.
All right. We have a tradition on this show where we try to do April Fool's phone taps on people. And we recorded one earlier this morning with a woman who says she spotted possible fraud charges on her account. So Jose pretends to be a customer service rep.
No.
And here's the thing,
poor
on
woman.
Any other day of the year,
yeah.
He would try and help fix her issue.
Of course.
Oh, I'm sure he would. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Because it's April 1st, he's a little skeptical. Because he's been the victim of many pranks in years past.
Oh, I see. Yep.
He doesn't want to fall for it again.
Not going to get me.
Yeah. You'll hear it in your special April Fool's Edition phone tap.
Yay.
Right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Jenny, please.
This is she.
Hi, Jenny. My name's Bobby Thompson. I work at Credit Union. I was just calling because we received an email from you about a potential fraud purchase on your debit card.
Yeah, could you look into that? There's a couple of charges on there that I don't recall.
Oh, yeah. I bet you'd really like me to look into that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's why I sent an email, yeah.
Uh-huh. You'd like that if I looked up your account, right? Let me guess. I'm going to start typing, and all of a sudden, there's some type of invisible Gorilla Glue on my keyboard. Yeah, not falling for that one. That happened last year, and I am not letting it happen again, okay?
Okay. Could you just look in my account, please?
I'm not an idiot.
What?
Everybody knows what day it is today. It's April Fool's Day, okay? And I'm not falling for this.
I realize it's April Fool's Day, but I called into you guys because I'm just worried that there's something going on with my account. Can you please look at it, sir?
All right, whatever you say. Just tell me about these, quote, potentially fraudulent purchases.
Well, they are real purchases.
Uh-huh.
It's just that some of them are mine and some of them I've never been to or used. Like there's one here for Sheila's Day Spa. I've never been there, never heard of it, so that's why.
Okay, let me guess. You want me to start typing and taking notes on all this?
Okay, you're just being rude, and I'm asking you to do your job. So
hold
if you're
on.
Not going to do...
Wait a minute. Are you friends with Katie?
What?
Did she put you up to this? Hold on. Katie! Katie, is this you?
I know. Sir.
This is you, huh? Don't look at me like that, Katie. You look guilty. Oh, my God.
Sir,
scoundrel.
I don't care if it's April Fool's Day or not.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to do with any joke that you think this is. I just want you to look into my account and see what is going on.
Okay, but only if you promise it's not going to be like last year where
Could
I had to...
Could you just do me a favor? I want to speak to someone else. Could you put me on someone in charge of you?
Oh.
More professional than you?
Oh, can I transfer you?
I want to speak to your manager.
As soon as I press the transfer button, I'm going to get shocked or something. Electrical current's going to run through my body. Got me. All this trick in the book.
And when I find out what your name is, I hope you lose your job because you are an idiot. You're an absolute idiot. And anybody that knows you is a fool, okay?
Oh, a fool. Oh, a fool. Coincidence that you called me a fool? You know what day it is today?
Listen to me, sir. I am a real person with a complaint. And now I got to deal with an asshole like you. Give me your boss because you get fired.
Oh, I'm going to get fired. Let me guess. My boss is going to call me into the office. And
yes?
The second I walk in, boom, I'm covered in saran wrap. April Fool's. I knew it. I will not fall for that one either. Come on.
You have nothing better to do today. Are you bored at your job? Is that why you got to just piss people off?
I actually am really bored right now.
You are?
Yeah, because I'm actually not even from the bank or anywhere. I'm at a radio station.
You're at a what?
I'm at a radio station. This is a prank. My name's Jose from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you right now.
Are you freaking kidding? Who did this?
Your best friend Delilah set you up because she wanted to pull an epic April Fool's prank on you.
Oh, my God. I am going to freaking kill her, and I apologize. apologize. Oh my God, and I'm so embarrassed because this is on the radio. Oh my God, I sound like such a.
If you really want to get back at your friend Delilah, let me take care of it. I'll tank her credit score right now. I'm at the bank.
Do it.
Let's go. Let's go. Boom. It's a 3.
Oh my God.
Hey, happy April Fool's, Jenny.
Thank you. You're awesome. Even though you pissed me off, you made my day.
Yay!
Wake up every morning with phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.